Om Sahanavavatu, Sahanaupunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi.
Okay, bring back our lesson. We're starting the future and conditional, lesson 15. And on the old book, it's on sentences starting on page 113. Haridwaram.
Haridwaram gamishyami tatra cha gangaya udgamam himachalam cha
draksha. It's udgamam. Udgamam. Udgamam.
Oh, it's udgamam?
Yeah. Udgamam. Means the source. Udgamam.
Udgamam. Okay. Udgamam himachalam cha draksyam sarvasam devatanam pujam cha vidhaya svikayam ramam prati nivatsaryami.
Did you say swakiyam?
Swakiyam. So Haridwaram is Haridwar, accusative singular. Gamishyami is the future, and this would be the future, second future. From Gam, I will go to Haridwar, Tatra cha, and I think it means and there. Gangaya is the instrumental singular from Ganga.
Nope.
Oh, no. No.
That would be Gangaya.
Oh, Gangaya, that would be Gangaya, that's right.
Gangayaha.
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 I see. Gangayaha udgamam himachalam. So it is to do with the Ganga that springs from the Himachal.
No, the Gangayaha Udgamam. Udgamam means source.
Right.
The source of the Ganga.
The source of the Ganga. Okay, genitive. So it's genitive.
Sorry. It could be ablative or genitive singular, right, in the feminine. Oh. Gangayaha. So here it's genitive singular.
Right, right.
The source of the Ganga.
The source of the Ganga, which is, so Udgamam Himachalam. Udgamam is adjectival to, or
no, say if you say, because you've got that tetra there, so it says,
oh,
I will go to Haridwara, and there, then go all the way down, drakshami.
Right, which is,
draksha,
okay, so Himachalam is, again, accusative singular, and drakshami, again, I think is second future, and is that from dri, which is to
create,
which is to see.
So now go back and pick up the Gangayaha Udgamam Himachalam cha.
And there I will see the Himachal, which is the source of the Ganga.
I thought it would be, and there I will see the source of the Ganga
and
the Himalayas. See
okay.
The cha there?
Okay.
Because you have tetra cha and there.
Okay.
I will see the Gangayaha Udgamam Himachalam cha.
Okay.
The Himalayas and the source of the Ganga.
Okay.
That's a special place and pilgrimage to go to where it's considered the source. It's right at the top of the Himalayas.
Right. Okay, so that's why it's over the Himalayas, which was, okay, so it's and Himalaya and the source of the Ganga.
So I will see these two things. First I'll go there.
Right.
I'll go there and there I will see
right.
The source of the Ganga and the Himalayas.
Sarvasam devatanam pujam. And sarvasam here is then adjectival to devatanam, so of the devatas. Pujam cha.
Of all the devatas.
Of all the devatas. Well, yeah, pujam cha. And do worship. Vidhaya. Vidhaya will be ablative from. Something from vidhi.
Vidha. Vidha is a verb. What?
It's a not declinable gerund.
Yeah.
Undeclinable.
Oh, yeah. It's a gerund.
Having done.
Okay, got it. Okay.
With the vidaya, the sense is having done in a ritual, or having done according to vidhi, having executed, having performed, a puja. Then that genitive is a puja. The genitive is the recipient of the puja, right? So having performed a puja to
all the gods.
You could say to all the devatas.
Okay.
Because they're the recipients of the puja.
Right.
Okay.
Svakiyam gramam, which I think means my village. Nivartsyami. I wasn't sure about this. Is this nirvas from...
Nivrit. Prati nivrit means to turn around and go home. I will return.
Oh, nivrit, is that the...
With the prati?
Yeah, prati is...
It means turning around, right? Yeah. It just means I will return. I will go back.
Okay.
Okay. And the syami?
Syami is, again, the second future for I will, to from us? No.
Prit. It's the syami is the affix, the future nivrit, affix that goes on to nivrit. Prati nivrit. Prati nivrit. Then the r takes guna. Prati nivart syami. Prati and ni are upasargas. Right. The verb is vrit. So nivrit.
Oh, ni prati is nivrit. Also the upasarga. Yeah. Okay, so vrit is really the verbal root.
Prati nivrit. Prati nivrit syami.
Okay.
Pretty nivart syami, because the other takes guna. So let me just go through and say a couple of things about these futures. The first one, gamishami, is obviously from gum, right? Because you see the e there, it's a sate root. So it takes the e. The sya, which is the future, this is second future that takes the sya plus the me plus the present tense endings.
Right.
Okay, so sya plus me is syami, right? Take sya plus the present tense endings, like gachami, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then that changes to sha because of the e.
Mm-hmm.
So gamishami would be the second future. Second future is the general future or the immediate future,
mm-hmm.
whereas the first future is the future not of this day,
mm-hmm.
more distant future. So this is the second future, it's just a general future. So I will go. Then look at the next one, drakshami. Here, the draksh, it comes from drish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember all of the complex changes we went through in the second gana?
Mm-hmm.
These are all applying here. So one thing you can see right away is that this is not a sate root. It's a nit. It doesn't take an E like gum takes an E. So you have to see, this is a sate root.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have is drish with the shankarsha,
mm-hmm.
right, taking that syami affix. So now drish is one of the roots that where the r goes to r instead of taking guna and going to ar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true in other forms like drashtum in the tomb, the infinitive of purpose, it becomes ra instead of otter. So here's the same thing. So drish becomes drush. Drush changes to ika. Sa, because of the ka, changes to sha. And then you get ksha.
Mm-hmm. So from drush.
Drish goes to drush.
Right.
And then the sha changes to ka before the sa.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sa has to change to sha.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get ka pa sha. Is ksha plus the kshami, so drakshami, I will see, second future.
But you just said it, this is a set root, right?
Anit.
It's untouched.
I said it's not set.
It's not, okay, that's
it's
what
anit.
I thought. Okay.
It's okay.
Because it doesn't take the
yeah, it doesn't.
The E.
That's right. And then vidaya is a indeclinable past participle from vida, because of the preposition vi, the upasarga vi, it takes ya instead of twa, right? Vidaya. That's clear.
Oh, it's from da?
From vida with v.
Okay.
Vida.
So it's from da. It's not from viti. Yeah.
No, but it is. Viti comes from mm-hmm. vida.
Right. I see.
The root, though, is vida. Mm-hmm. V is an upasarga. Because that upasarga is there, it's going to take the ya.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Instead of the
twa.
Right.
Then gramam then. Prati nivart syami. Now here you've got, again, an it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no e.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the root prati upasarga, ni upasarga, vrit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Vrit takes guna, becomes vart, which is normal, and then adds the syami. So prati ni vart syami. There's nothing unusual there.
I have a question.
Okay.
The verb vrid.
Vrit.
I know, but the verb vrid, it looks like it takes the exact same form as vrit when you look in Bhandarkar, unless I'm not.
reading it correctly. It could, because it's possible.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, because of those changes. Anyway, I mean, I realized it was writ here, but at first I was going back and forth.
It could, because the duh would go mm-hmm. to its unaspirate, mm-hmm. and then because the su would go to tuh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's possible. We have to look up and see.
What does it mean to increase?
Yeah, it means to increase. It obviously wasn't the right choice here, but
yeah.
I just noticed that they look the same.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's interesting. We'd have to actually look and make sure that there's a, not some special rule that's making it different, but yeah. Does everybody see it?
Is it fairly common to have, I mean, I haven't seen two, I thought the prati was an upasarga, but I didn't realize it's two upasargas.
There are often, oh yeah, two. That's not unusual at all to have two upasargas. Why don't you read it, Kiki, and then we'll repeat after you.
Haridwaram gamishyami.
Haridwaram gamishyami.
Tatra cha gangaya udgamam himachalam cha.
Tatra cha gangaya udgamam himachalam cha.
Drakshyami.
Drakshyami.
Sarvasam devatanam pujam cha vidhaya.
Sarvasam devatanam pujam cha vidhaya.
Svakiyam gramam prati nivartsyami.
Svakiyam gramam prati nivartsyami. Good. Do you want to go, Dara?
All right. Yadyate hitakaram tatsarvam kartum yatishye. So I have a lot of trouble with this first one. I figured it's yet.
Yet.
So you can do that?
When you say yet, it's like whatever.
Oh, boy. And so then it's yet, te? Yeah.
Which? Yet.
Uh-huh.
Te hitakaram.
Okay.
Whichever. Okay.
What? And that means whatever?
Well, yeah. Whichever thing.
Whichever.
Like which means whichever, right?
Okay.
Yet.
Okay. Yet. And then te, we have which could be a couple of things. It could be from Tud, or it could be from Yusmad, is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure which it is at this point, but we can leave that open. What does hitakaram mean?
What is a blessing or beneficial?
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I found hita, and I thought that means favorable. And so is that an affix you put on it?
Karam? Yeah, whatever is a favorable action.
Okay.
So whatever is good for you is the idea. Whatever is hitakaram, whatever is good for you. Don't they have that back here?
I couldn't find it, but you know what? I just wasn't feeling well this week, so it's possible I missed many things. Favorable outcome. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. And then tat sarvam is tat and sarvam. And so it or that all.
Yeah, you could even say tat sarvam, all that.
All of that. All that, okay. All that. And kartum is the infinitive of kr, to do or to make. And then yatishye. I had some trouble with this. But maybe I don't. Is it just the second future in the first person? Atmanepada?
Atmanepada.
Okay, and so it's an anit root which doesn't take the E, is that correct?
You see an E there?
I do see an E. All right, I know what threw me off, but I did have that to start.
What's the verbal root?
The verbal root is yet? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the E makes it saint.
Got it, okay. So it's I will strive, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will strive.
I will strive to do all that is favorable for you, whatever that may be.
Well, you would take like yet,
okay.
Te hitakaram. There's your relative, yet, te hitakaram.
Okay, so whatever is a favorable outcome for you, I will do all that.
I will strive to do all that.
Okay.
It's like I'll make every effort to do that,
okay.
Right, to do all of that. Whatever is beneficial to you, I will strive to do all of those things. That's the idea.
Okay.
Any doubts?
No, it's good.
Kiki, are you okay with it?
Yeah.
Virginia, you're okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Richie. You okay, Penny?
Yeah, this is good. Yat
yat
threw me off. I kept coming back to yat yat,
and I'm like, what's that? You can't have yat yat. What is that?
Yeah.
It's the only thing that made sense to me. Anyway.
Sorry. Yad yate hit karam tat sarvam. Should I read the whole thing?
Say yad yate.
Yad yate.
Yeah, okay.
Yad yate.
Yeah.
Hit karam tat sarvam.
Hit karam. Hindi. You said hit karam.
Hit karam. Oh, sorry. It sounds so odd to say hit karam.
Yeah, because you're a Hindi speaker.
Hit karam.
Yatakaram.
Tatsarvam.
Tatsarvam.
Kartum yatishye.
Kartum yatishye. Yeah. I only do like three words at the most at a time.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to get them to really, all of us to concentrate.
Yeah.
It's not that we can't do it, but I want concentration on the letters, pronunciation of the letters.
Got it.
Okay, so I'll do the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Swamin. Adishtaha api pushpani nanayasi yadanitani na veti saha prakshyati tada kim prativakshyasi. So the first one, is that from swa mean, from swa, the pronoun? Is that the locative?
No, actually, it's from swamin.
Swamin.
And you're going to have to take swamin.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to break this between... The substantive is swamin, but it's declined here, so how would it be declined?
Now it makes sense. So it's swaminat?
By the master, by the swami.
I thought this was a swa pronoun, and it was the masculine locative singular. That's why.
Swamina.
Okay.
Adishtaha.
Oh, now that makes sense, because I couldn't understand why there was a double.
Yeah, that would be really.
Well, I'm still kind of confused. So swamina is instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Instrumental by the swami.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense now. So the next word is adishtaha, from dish to prescribe.
From adish.
Adish.
To either to direct or command.
Right, so it's got the verbal prefix a and then dish, which normally means to show, but when you add the verbal prefix a, means to order, to prescribe.
Right.
So api, and then
it's
we have...
It's a PPP, right?
It's a PPP, yeah, in the nominative singular, modifying the nominative singular, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then api is also even or though. And then pushpani is from pushpa, neuter noun, the accusative plural.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got confused here, very confused on these two, but I'll go back to this. I think this is na plus anayasi.
Right.
But the only thing I can think of is that anayasi is some form of the verb ni.
Ani means to bring.
To bring.
And ni, it's just present tense. Ni becomes ne.
Yeah, okay, so I had second person present singular.
Yeah.
Is that
perfect.
Correct? Okay,
yeah.
But I couldn't understand where the a comes from, though.
Ah, with ni to lead, with a means to bring. Ah, ni is to bring.
Oh, so it's just the verbal prefix a.
Ah, yeah, the upasarga
a.
Yeah,
I got all, okay.
And it was, what did you say it was first
ni?
Person?
It's second person.
Second person, obviously.
Right?
Present tense.
Present, that's right.
It's second person, right? Present singular, parasmaipada.
Perfect.
With the verbal prefix a.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
That's so really na, anayasi.
But it's from ni, class one verb, right?
Right.
Which normally brings to lead, but when you add a, it means to bring.
Right.
Okay. That makes more sense. Okay. And then the next word... I think we have, I'm confused here too, but I think we have yada, when, plus nitani.
Oh, no. I see. I didn't take it as when, as yana.
Okay.
I took it as yad.
Yes, yad. Okay, and then
anitani. Anitani.
Okay, so then that makes sense, because then all right, so yad. Well, I didn't have a translation, so I got really confused. So it's anitani. Which I guess then is the PPP, right?
Yes.
So it's...
With pushpani, right?
Right. It would be modifying pushpani because
again, we have the verbal prefix a plus the verb ni, which means to bring, right? I just didn't know that was a verbal prefix. I was really getting confused, thinking it was some form of weird form of the imperfect of that.
Oh, I see.
Of that conditional. I was like, what is this?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
So to bring.
And it's ni tani. It's
ni tani.
That's passive participle.
Yeah.
Because ni is the root.
PPP. Mm-hmm. And then ni ta is the PPP normally.
And so the root is also long e?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the class one verb ni, but with the prefix, the verbal prefix a becomes to bring. I'm just going to write this down. Okay. Then not, and then again another word I'm just guessing on is this veti. Is it va plus iti?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So or plus iti. And then sa is saha.
Nava, or not.
Or not.
Nava iti.
Or not. And then prakshati is from prach to ask, which is class six. And this would be third person singular, simple future, parasmaipada. So it'll be, he will ask or not.
No, take it, the iti ends the word.
Oh, he will ask. He will ask. By the Swami prescribed.
See, take this as the first statement. Just I'll give you some comments here.
Okay.
Take as the first statement, Swami na adishtaha api pushpani na anayasi, comma.
Okay.
Yed anitani nava iti.
You will not.
Then that's
you
the
will
iti.
Not bring. You will not bring flowers.
No, the anayasi is just present tense. You can take it like this. You didn't bring.
Oh, okay.
You didn't bring the flowers.
Okay.
Even though you were asked by the Swami. You see that?
Yes.
You didn't do it.
Okay.
Even though asked by him, you didn't do it. You didn't bring the flowers. You see?
Yeah.
Then take it from...
So is it a female...
No, Swamina is just in the instrumental masculine from Swamin.
Okay.
And the Adishtaha goes with the Asi. You, even though asked by the Swami, you did not bring the flowers. Or you can take just... You can do it in the immediate past or the future. You did not bring the flowers or you are not bringing the flowers. Right? Because it's in present tense.
Mm-hmm. Right. You didn't bring the flowers even though you were asked by the Swami.
Exactly. Then you have got your quote. Yed anitani nava iti. That's the quote.
I'm sorry. I'm getting really confused with yed.
Take
who?
Yed as whether. Yed nava, whether or not.
Whether or not he asked.
Whether or not they were brought. See, whether ani tani.
They were brought, referring to the flowers. Okay,
yeah.
Whether or not they were.
Whether they were brought or not, nava. Yed, when it's in the nominative singular like that, can stand as any case, stand for any case in a sentence. And when you have yed nava, you can have whether or not. Mm. Yed ani tani nava iti. Whether they were brought or not.
But it's yed nava.
Yed.
Right.
Well, yet.
Yet. Right.
It changes to yet because of the sending.
Right.
Whether or not they were brought iti, sa praviksha pravikshati. So, what is prakshati. Prakshati, what does that mean?
He will ask.
So he will ask. What will he ask? Whether they were brought or not. So you didn't bring the flowers, even though he asked. Mm-hmm. Even though commanded by the Swami, you didn't bring them.
Oh,
sa prakshati,
he
will ask whether you brought or not.
Okay, even though you were ordered by the Swami or prescribed.
Mm-hmm. Ordered.
Ordered, right.
Directed.
Or directed by the Swami. You didn't bring the flowers even though you were directed by the Swami. He will ask whether they were brought or not.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Then tada kim pratyavakshasi.
Oh, okay. Then tada is then. Mm-hmm. And kim is whom.
Or what.
Or what. And then pratyavakshasi is prati plus is a verbal prefix and then from it's from vach. Mm-hmm. The root is vach. Class 2 to speak, so it's second person singular simple future, parasmaipada. But here it means to answer.
Right,
prati makes it to answer.
Right.
Sorry, I have to go through it that way because I can't do it the other way. So prati vakshasi means you will answer. What will you answer? What will you say then? Okay.
Then what are you going to say?
What will you say?
So this prati is the same as the first sentence, prati turn around, so like answer back.
Answer back.
Okay,
exactly. That's exactly right. Everybody see, it's kind of a nice sentence, right? Mm-hmm. Even though ordered by the Swami, you didn't bring the flowers. Mm-hmm. He will ask whether they were brought or not. Mm-hmm. What are you going to say? What will you say? Mm-hmm. Then what will you say?
Mm-hmm.
Really see it?
Yeah.
Let's look at the verbs. He's doing some tricky things, of course.
Yeah. I find this very tricky.
Because he's throwing the present tense in on
you.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's one thing he did.
Yeah.
And then, with the, you have to be able to remember this ksha, mm-hmm. you know, as sya. So.
Mm-hmm. That isn't as hard for me as the Sundays here, I thought, were kind of really a little tricky.
Verb, that knee
verb.
That killed me.
Yeah, found it more tricky than...
Right, because you're not expecting it.
No.
You get two forms of it, too.
Yep.
You get the PPP, mm-hmm. and then you get the...
Present tense.
The present tense, and you're not really sure what that is.
He's giving you a lot of these kshas so that you can remember that something ends in, or they can end in different things, like a cha, mm-hmm. or a ka, or a sha, will take this formation, mm-hmm. you know. Both are anits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to read it, Kiki?
Yes. Swamina dishtopi.
Swamina dishtopi.
Pushpani.
Pushpani.
Nanayasi.
Nanayasi.
Yadanitani.
Yadanitani.
Naveti.
Naveti.
Sahaprakshyati.
Sahaprakshyati.
Tada kim.
Tada kim.
Prativakshyasi.
Prativakshyasi.
Good. All right, should I do the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Asmakam mitram Hiranyako nama Mushakarajo.
Mushaka is a mouse, right?
Yeah, I remember that word. Mushaka, remember that?
Yeah.
From long ago, Virginia?
Mushaka.
There's a mushaka in the hallway.
Mushakarajo. Ganga. No.
Ganda.
Ganda kitire.
Chandaka.
Gandaka.
Ganda kitire.
Ganda kitire. Chitravane.
Chitra.
Chitravane. Nivasati. Sosmakam. Pashan Chetsyati. There's that lovely Sandi.
Yeah.
Hmm. At least I recognize it now. Mm,
that's the big thing.
Asmakam is from asma, genitive plural. Ours are of us. Mitram is... does this mean a friend here? Okay. And it's neuter nominative. And then Hiranyakaha is the name. Mm-hmm. It's a proper name. And Nama, those are both in nominative singular. And these are the names of the king of the mice. And
you say Hiranyaka by name.
Hiranyaka by name.
Yeah.
Mushaka Rajo.
Mushaka?
Mushaka Rajo. Rajaha.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And that's the king of the mice.
Mm-hmm.
So the king of the mice, the king of the mice by the name of Hiranyaka, or Hiranyaka
whose
by name.
Have you on say in English?
Is a friend of ours.
Yeah, our friend.
Our friend, Hiranyaka. And then we have Chitravane, which is the name of a forest in the locative singular. We have Nivasati, which is Ni plus Vas, and mm-hmm. it's present third person singular. Mm-hmm. Parasmai, lives. Mm-hmm. So he lives in this forest. And then we have Saha Asmakam. Saha, he, in genitive plural,
mm-hmm.
Ours again, or of us. And that goes with, this next one is a combination of Pashan, which is nominative plural for traps or snares, and then Chetsyati, which is from Chid.
You mean accusative plural, right?
For Pashan. Is
oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
But I know that's what you meant.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Chetsyati, which is the second future third person singular parasmaipada, which is will cut or pierce. So my translation is, our friend Hiranyaka, the king of mice, who lives in Chitravana, he will pierce our snares or cut our snares. Cut
what
our
about
traps.
Ganditire?
Yeah. Oh, where's... I totally left that out.
Yeah. He lives in the Chitravana on the banks
on
of the Gandaka.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
On the bank of the Gandaka. He lives in Chitravana on the bank of the Gandaka.
I just completely left that word out.
Another, just for your information, okay. Nama. The noun is Naman, but Nama is an indeclinable.
Mm.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
it is?
Just means by name or who's named.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So our friend...
By the name of...
Our friend Hiranyaka, mm-hmm. or the king of the mouse, king of the mice, named Hiranyaka. However you want to fit that, and you can say it in English, but you have to know how it's formatted in Sanskrit.
Okay.
Well, this was funny because in the vocabulary for this one, just looking it up, and I first thought it meant to dwell, which is what I ended up with, but in the vocabulary it actually says to dress. Like there's a me, and it gives you that in the vocabulary.
Oh dear!
With me as a prefix, so I thought this doesn't make sense. This mouse isn't putting on
a dress.
Oh yeah, I know. I've come across that with Vus. I've seen that with Vus before.
But it was
in
our vocab.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, it
was
vocab.
Yeah,
so if you were to look at the vocab to get help,
he put on a dress.
It would be like he got dressed or something. He put on a garment.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. That's a mistake, actually. That's all.
Maybe it refers to another sentence later on, maybe.
Maybe.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't have to be.
No, I've seen mistakes like that before.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, this is really...
And I've gone wrong, so I always look it up to see if it doesn't make sense, and I look it up in the dictionary.
Oh, God.
Does everybody see this?
Mm-hmm.
Like the...
Mm-hmm.
Like the... Chid becoming Chaitz Yati,
mm-hmm.
Anit Root,
yeah.
Dex Guna,
mm-hmm.
Then goes to Ta... All of that, because it's Sunday. Okay. You want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah. Asmakam mitram.
Asmakam
mitram.
Hiranyakaha nama.
Hiranyakaha nama.
Mushaka rajaha. Mushaka rajaha.
Mushaka rajaha.
Gandaki tire.
Gandaki tire.
Chitravane.
Chitravane.
Nivasati.
Nivasati.
Saha asmakam. Pashans chetsyati.
Pashans chetsyati. Good.
Okay, so for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Yadi me. This is really hard. Banapatam. Banapatam. Ayasyasyasam. Wait. How did I break this? No. Ayasyasi.
Ayasyasi.
Ayasyasi. Asam shayam.
Mm-hmm.
Marishyasi.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
So, I have a translation, but anyway, I'm not sure about some of these words. So, yadi is if, yadi.
Uh-huh.
And then me is from asma, dative or genitive, singular, to me or for me. And then banapata is the masculine noun for the way or range of an arrow. That's accusative singular. And the next one is some form of ya, class two, to go.
Yes, right? And a plus ya means to come.
Oh,
like
okay.
Like a gachati or a ya.
With the verbal prefixes. Okay.
Yeah.
I keep not adding them. All right. Okay, that makes sense now.
Oh, so it's all plus, yeah, okay.
So it's the second, good, okay, then that's the second, like, I just couldn't understand why there were all these long A's in front of them, and I was getting confused. So it's the second person singular, mm-hmm. simple mm-hmm. future, parasmaipada. Mm-hmm. So you come instead of go, okay. Mm-hmm. And then asam shayam. Is an adverb that means undoubtedly. Mm-hmm. He tells us that. And then the next verb is from re, class six, to die. And it's marishyasi, you will die, which is second person singular, parasmaipada, simple future. So the translation is if you come or I would just say go or stand, but if you come in the way of my arrow, then undoubtedly you will die.
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't translate that future.
I would just say.
We wouldn't translate that future in English. We do like you, you know.
If you go or if you stand in the way, it's really weird.
If you come in the path of my arrow, right. if you come in my arrow's path, you will undoubtedly die. We wouldn't say you will. If you will come in my arrow's path, you will undoubtedly die. We would, but that's how they say it in Sanskrit. Mm-hmm. Both are going to go into the future.
Okay.
And marishyasi, say it,
mm-hmm.
or takes guna.
And it's from
mre. You ready to see it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's read it.
Yadi me. Banapatham. Ayasyasi. Asamshayam. Marishyasi.
Good.
Hidoki Sufrish Suvrishtihi. No, I'll just do the whole. Suvrishtished. Sorry. I'm going to break it up.
Okay.
Suvrishtihi Cheta.
Cheta.
Chait?
Mm-hmm.
It's just chait?
Chait means if.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I don't know why I didn't put the danta there. Okay. Abhavishyat.
Good.
Tada subiksham abhavishyat.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Okay. So, suvrishtihi is means a good rain. And it's in the nominative singular. Chait means if. And then we have the conditional.
Mm-hmm.
We have bu in the conditional form. And it is third person singular parasmaipada. If there had been a good rain, tada, then subiksham is abundance of food, and it's in the accusative singular. Or it could be nominative. Would it be nominative here? Yes.
What?
Would it be nominative because it's like an if and then?
That boo, yeah.
Yeah.
It has
mm-hmm.
to be nominative.
Okay. And then again we have abhishyat. Abhavishyat.
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 Shit.
And that again is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
There would be. So it's basically saying if there had been a good rain, then there would be an abundance of food.
Mm-hmm.
So it
always has a negative sense. If this would have happened, but it didn't, if there had been a good rain,
mm-hmm.
then there would be, you know, an abundance of food. So, but there have been.
When you
there
translate, had been, but there had been. There will be.
Not either.
It's not in the future like that.
No.
Future.
No, because it has a negative sense. I don't see it in the future. It's not if there will be a good rain.
It's not like you're predicting. It's not like you're saying if it would rain, then there would be an abundance of
rain. No, it's more like if there had been a good rain, then there would have been a lot of food. If that had happened, then this would have happened.
Right.
But that didn't happen, and so this hasn't happened. So you say, like, if there had been a good rain, then there would be a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
But there hadn't been a good rain. So it's a negative sense.
So even though it's future, it says it expresses both.
It's not future, it's conditional. It's not future.
It's not a future.
Do you see the past tense there?
Yeah.
This is conditional.
But you know,
Abhavishyat.
Right, but it says first future, second future, and conditional. So I thought the conditional was a conditional future.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's the first future, the second future, and then the conditional.
Yeah.
Which is similar, but it's in the past tense.
Yeah, it's added to the.
It's the same. It's just like the first. It's just like the second future. It's
confusing.
Just like the second future, except you add the past tense on. You know, instead of the.
Yeah,
past
you're using
tense,
the imperfect.
Yeah, you put the imperfect on the yeah instead of the past. So if this would have happened, then this would have happened. But since this didn't happen, this didn't happen. So that's the negative sense, and you have to put both in the conditional. If she hadn't received that phone call, the meal wouldn't have burned.
Did you do that?
No, but I just thought of it. I have burned things. But just as an example. Do you see? Do you see the prefix of the past tense? Abhavishyat? And the same imperfect endings to the added on to the sya instead of the present tense endings added. That's what forms the conditional. Conditional has to be used in both sides. If on the if side, and then on that side. Both on the cause and the result, right? You see?
Mm-hmm.
You want to read it?
Yep. Suvrishtihi.
Suvrishtihi. Chet. It's Suvrishtihi Chet.
Okay. Chet.
If you break the sandhi.
Okay.
Right?
Chet Abhavishyat.
Abhavishyat.
Tada. Subhiksham. Abhavishyat.
Abhavishyat.
So what was the... I didn't understand chait.
Yes.
It just means if.
Like yadi.
Oh, if.
Yadi means if. Chait
okay.
means if. Mm-hmm. It's an indeclinable chait.
Is it less common than...
No, it's very common.
Hmm.
Both are yadi and chait are very common. You want to do the last one?
I didn't really do it. I parsed some of it, but
go ahead and try.
Okay. Yadi if saha dharmamat.
Dharmam.
Dharmam. Oh, atyakshat.
Yeah, this is conditional.
Mm-hmm.
Atyakshat.
Okay. Atyakshat dukha bakshan.
Dukhabak.
Dukhabak.
Nominative dukhabak.
And then the word sum, and then I have avartishyat.
Sum is an upasarga.
Okay.
And that is because of the conditional, the past tense.
Mm-hmm.
So sum avartishyata.
Mm-hmm. Avartishyata. Oh, ta.
Sum avartishyata.
Right. Okay.
Oh,
okay. Anyway, I don't know if I should try this. This is really hard. So...
Take it as a conditional, and your first phrase...
If he, I don't know, dharmamat, follows
dharma? Atyakshat. Remember conditional.
If he had done something dharmic, if he had followed dharma...
Tyaj means to abandon.
Oh, if he had... If he had renounced dharma...
It's tyaj.
It's tyaj, huh? Okay, I didn't even... I mean, I tried to do it, but I just ran out of time. I just couldn't do it.
Okay.
Atyakshat.
If he were to give up Dharma.
If he would have given up Dharma, then avarcheshyata from vrit, then something to do with vrit.
Samvrit means to occur, to happen, to take place.
Oh, then dukkha. Then
you could say then.
Dukkha would have happened.
Dukkha bhak. It means somebody who's now experiencing dukkha. He would fall to the lot of being a dukkha bhak. You could just say he would then experience sorrow.
So where is a word called dukkha bhak?
Dukkha is sorrow, dukkha and bhak means an experiencer of.
Okay.
So dukkha is sorrow, and bhak from budge.
It's from budge, bhak. Yeah.
Okay. It means to experience that. He would be somebody who is an experiencer of dukkha. So if he were to abandon dharma, he would become... Right? He would fall to the lot of... He would become one who experiences dukkha.
Okay.
But he didn't. Mm-hmm. If he had abandoned dharma, he would become a dukkha bhak. He would become someone who experiences sorrow.
He would have become, right?
Yeah. Had he... They have a yadi there, right? So you mm-hmm. would say... Mm-hmm. If he had abandoned dharma... Then he would become one who experiences sorrow.
Okay.
See the conditional?
Mm-hmm.
One is the atyakshet, right? Past tense, anit, from ja goes to ka. From tyaj,
mm-hmm.
atyaj, atyakshet. And then samavrit, it's a sate root, and it's in the Atmanepada.
The whole root is samavrit, or is it just vrit? And that
vrit.
Sama is vrit.
Then sam is the upasarga.
Right.
Is the marker for the past tense.
Right. Some is the upasarga, and then the makes some okay.
Yeah. Is it okay for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
You want to read, Kiki?
Yeah. Yadi saha.
Dharmam.
Atyakshat. Dukkha bhak. Samavartishyata.
Good. Okay, let's mark for... Now, I won't be here next week, right? But I am planning, of course, to have class this Friday after.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to send out a new thing, because I think I'll be home early on Thursday, so there's no reason not to have. So, for the week after next, should we do that first sentence starting with Kusumapura? Mm-hmm. And go down to the end of that next paragraph. See the end of the next paragraph ending with the final word, Vismita Tastau.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That should be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it, Penny?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's what we'll do for the week after next.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a set of rolling deadlines at work, so I just have so little time.
Just come.
Do it. I just feel bad if not.
That's all right.
Do
we don't mind. We do our best. One of these days, I'm going to be one of those who hasn't done it.
Then we'll be in trouble.
Let's read the Antoine.
Okay.
I think Antoine was more difficult for me this time.
Yeah, I like
the
darker.
The darker to this time.
We'll start with Antoine.
So June 3rd is the next time we meet.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
That's correct. June 3rd, okay.
It says, for some reason I can't do it all,
mm-hmm.
email you on the June 2nd, but
okay.
I don't see any reason why I can't. Start on Antoine page 86. Oh, you know, Oh, gosh. That's, you know what the problem is here? Mm. They went through all of the different rules for sait and init. Mm-hmm. But at least let's read 132. And skip 134. We'll do 132 and 133. Skip 134. You can go through all of that on your own. You have to memorize it all, basically. I mean, well, I don't mind reading it if you want to.
No.
Whose turn? Who wants to start? Who just left off?
Virginia just left off.
Okay, start on 130.
So the future tense.
Okay.
There are two forms of the future in Sanskrit. The periphrastic future, lut, which expresses remote future events, and the simple future, rit, which expresses any future event, whether immediate or remote.
Sometimes it's helpful to learn these lut and rit and lung for the past tense, lut for the, you know, those are the Panini Sutra names for these. Okay, so we've got first future and second future. Penny, you want to read 133?
Sure. With regard to 133, regard to both futures, verbal roots are divided into three classes. The sait roots, subplus ik, the roots which insert a short e before the terminations. The anik roots, anu plus ik, the roots which do not insert short e. And the vik roots, va plus ik, the roots which insert a short e optionally.
Okay, so we have to know these terms, sait and it,
you know,
and date.
I thought it was sait with a th. I didn't realize.
No. Like so the surplus e, sait.
So sur plus it, is that supposed to be th, just an ending thing?
Yeah, sur is a, what we call an it letter.
Right.
It's a marker in the Panini Sutras. The sur means with e.
So the th is the
ka is the marker.
Oh, sorry, I thought
ka is the it letter.
Sa okay.
means with. Un means not,
yeah, right.
And va means or.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And ta, don't pay attention to that, because when you're learning the Panini Sutras, then you need that. These are it letters. They're markers. So it says withi, sait is withi, anit without e, and vait, va, it, you know.
Either way.
Either or.
Either e.
Yeah. Well, why don't we just read through 134? Tara, you can just read it.
Okay. 134. The rules presiding over the division of verbal roots into sait, anit, and vait roots are complicated. They may be stated as follows. Number one, first general rule. All the roots of the tenth conjugation and of the derivative conjugations, see number 144.
That's like the benedictive, the desiderative, those type.
Okay. All the roots ending with consonants and all the roots ending with long r and long U, insert E, short E, before the terminations of the periphrastic future, which is the first future. Exceptions. The following roots do not insert E. Among the roots ending in ka, shuk. Among the roots ending in cha, puch, much, rich, vach, vich, sich. Among the roots ending in cha, pruch.
We had that one today.
Among the roots ending in ja, chyaj, which we had, ninch, pudge, bunch, pooj, brasht, musch, what? How do you say that? Musch?
Yeah.
Mooj. Yaj, yuj, runj, ruj, vij, srij, sunj, kunj.
Swinch.
Schwunch? Oh, sorry. Swunch.
Yes, yeah. So a lot of exceptions here.
Yeah. Among the roots ending in da, ud, shud,
kshud.
Kshud, kid, chid, tud, nud, pud, pid, vid, shud, sud, skund, and is that a swid?
Swid.
Among the roots ending in da, krud, should, krud. Is that a ba or a va?
Bud.
Bud, bund, yud, rad, rud, vyad, should, sad, sid. Among the roots ending in na, mun and hun. Among the roots ending in pa, up, kship, tap, trip, trap, trip, lip, loop, lap, shap, shrip, swap. Among the roots ending in pa, yub, lub, rub. Among the roots ending in ma, gum, num, yum, rum. Among the roots ending in sha, krush, danch, dish, drish, mrish, rish, rush, lish, vish, sprish.
Hi, Tibby.
Hi, Tibbs. Among the roots ending in sha, krush, tush, twish, dush, drish, pish, push, mrish, vish, shish, shush, slish. Is that right? Yeah, shlish. Mm-hmm. Among the roots ending in sa, kus, fus. Among the roots ending in ha, da, di, tu, na, ru, li, ba.
Okay, read this general rule over again so we can see how it is none of these are applying.
Number two, second general rule. All the roots of the first nine conjugations ending in vowels except long r and long u do not insert short e before the terminations of the future.
So between one and two, they basically cover everything, right? One covers tenth conjugation and this one covers
the see, the first general, all the roots of the tenth conjugation and of the derivative conjugations, all roots ending with consonants, and all roots ending with long r and u insert e. Mm-hmm. So he went through all of the consonants, I see. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
All right, then we have exceptions. The following roots insert... The following roots do insert the short e. Daridra, the final a being dropped. Tri, shwi, di, shi, di, shi, yu, ru, nu, snu, kshu, kshnu, ur, nu, jagra, vre.
Right.
And then the third general rule, the following roots optionally insert short e before the terminations of the future. Rad, muh, is that?
Dru.
Dru. Sni.
Sni, yeah.
Sni. Nash. Lub. Sa. Krit. Nrit.
Right.
So these contradict the first rule because
they're
end in consonant.
They're optional.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're vague roots.
Okay.
So the first rule is for state and then anip and then vague.
If really, really quick now, go in your Bhandarkar to page 89. And if you have the new book, it's the beginning of lesson 13 for the perfect.
89
in the old book, in Bhandarkar. And in the new book, it's the whatever it is for the beginning of lesson 13.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see on page 89 this paragraph of Sanskrit roots?
Mm-hmm.
This is what they're doing.
Okay.
He's listing them. Do you see on the first group, the first one is shuk, mm-hmm. and then all of these end in puch, in cha. Pudge, mooch, rich, vutch, vitch, mm-hmm. sitch. And then prutch. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then ja.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going through, he's just putting it in an order. Mm-hmm. People actually memorize this, they chant this thing mm-hmm. to memorize all of these roots that are exceptions to the rule. Remember looking at this before?
So yeah.
I wanted to tie this.
So these are all exceptions that
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
To what? To these three rules.
And I think that he's put it in a way, he's broken it out for you in a way that makes it a lot easier to follow here. But this is the verse that people memorize.
Okay.
So
these are, what roots are these? These are exceptions to
this? Yeah. The following roots do not insert E. Because the general rule is that all the roots of the tenth gana, derivative conjugations, all roots ending with consonants.
Mm-hmm.
And all
okay, okay, so these are the same ones you just
yeah,
read.
Yeah. So but there's so many of them that it's confusing. Mm-hmm. So they've made it into this verse. Mm-hmm.
Like the first one here is Shakra, and
that's because
it's a Shak.
Yeah, that's that Ra is an it letter. Shak, the is an it letter. Sometimes like the E and Muchi is an it letter. Sometimes just to make the verse like Nij at the end of the first line, mm-hmm. that iter is the it, and it mm-hmm. makes it. It makes it something that'll fit the meter so you can...
Oh, I see.
And sometimes they even decline it.
Yeah, I see that.
And the reason is so that it'll fit the meter. Mm-hmm. But right, still, like kidyati, mm-hmm. that's still duh, right? Sadi is still sud. Mm-hmm. But like that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's kind of mm-hmm. nice to use, to understand this and then see it here.
Mm-hmm. So there is no root called shakluter.
No.
It's just shak.
Yeah. It's an it letter. There, that is the name of the root. Like if you look at the Dhatupada, mm-hmm. you know, then you'll see some of the roots have it letters, markers, mm-hmm. that denote a certain function, that type of thing.
Okay, well, when we say it letter, we mean the ta, not the ta, right?
When I say the it letter, that's the name. It, the it letter is the name for these letters that are markers.
Mm. Right, but the it letter is because it's like a ta-ta-da, that ta, right? It's the dental ta. It's that it letter, right?
Yeah.
However, here when we said, here when we first read this number 133, it says it ta, like a ta.
That's different. Ta. That ta is the it letter. That ta.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's go on. Let's read the periphrastic future. That's where we left off, right? Number 135, Virginia 2.
Just the first future.
Right. Yes, periphrastic is the first future.
Well, what are we calling them when we do this? Just so I get...
I usually call it the first future. Okay. That's just how I learned it. But
okay, that's fine. But the first future, a verbal noun formed with the suffix tich. See number 131.2 in the nominative masculine singular is prefixed to the present tense of the auxiliary us in the first and second persons. In the third person, the verbal noun is not followed by the auxiliary and takes the forms of the nominative singular dual and plural masculine, ta, tadao, and taraha. The final vowel and the short medial vowel of the verbal roots take guna. The verbs of the tenth conjugation keep the base of the present tense. See part 1, number 32. And then we have examples of the periphrastic first future. What do you want me to do at this point?
Read it and then we'll talk about it.
Bhavitasmi,
yeah.
Bhavitasmi, bhavitasvaha. Bhavitasmaha, and then I'll just go down with
yeah.
Bhu. Bhavitasi, bhavitastaha, bhavita. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed one, did I?
Yeah.
Bhavitasta, bhavita, bhavitarao, bhavitaraha. And then we'll go into shi, which is
Atmanepada
example. Shayitake. Shayitas wahe, shayitas mahe, shayitase, shayitase, shayitas sate, shayita dwe, shayita, shayita, shayita rao, shayita raha.
Okay, good. Now, a couple of things here. Do you remember the agent nouns? Ending agent nouns.
Matra pitra.
Mm-hmm. That's
well,
a pattern.
That's
but then there are these agent like kartra. Kartra, right? So, or guntra. So, with the agent nouns in the nominative singular, like for instance kartra, the nominative singular is going to be karta, right? Then, if I were to go across the whole line, it would be karta, kartarao, kartaraha, kartaraha, right? Bhavita, bhavita dao, bhavita dao. That's right. If it takes vritti in the for the agent nouns, it takes guna for the patronymics, for the relational nouns. So here's your guna. Like kartra, kart becomes karta, kartara, if I were to decline the agent noun. If I were just to take the nominative singular of the agent noun, it would be karta, right? That's the nominative singular. And so if you look, like with, like they use bu, for, let's look at the bu. Bhavita, it would be bhavita, bhavitara, bhavitara, how would be nominative. Then you could go all the way through. So what they're saying is for the first and second persons, you take the nominative singular, would be karta, bhavita, ganta, you know, take the nominative singular and to that add the form of us, right? You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I? Sorry.
Asmi swaha smaha, asi staha sta. But then in the third person, they just decline the nominative case. So karta, kartara, kartaraha. But for the first and second, they take the nominative singular of the agent noun and then add to that the declension of us in the present tense. Asmi swaha smaha, asi staha sta. You see?
So, but they say to add the suffix trich, not just tr, but trich.
Yeah, but trich cha is the it letter. He's okay. Using, they're using only it letters.
So
the suffix is r, the cha is an it letter that tells you little things that you have to do if you're in the Panini Sutra world. Okay?
But he doesn't usually use Panini Sutras. Odd.
Well, he does, like, loot is loot.
Well,
he's just giving you the name, the actual name of the suffix
is
trich.
Only add tr. Chir is just a marker.
It's a marker.
That
look at the...
That's what I was so confused about.
Oh,
what happened to the chir? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too.
That's the name of the suffix, but the cha there is an it letter.
Okay.
It's a marker, okay? And so if you look at the bu, do you see how you get the bhavita is the nominative singular of the trich ending agent noun, bhavita, and then you add forms of the present tense of us.
Mm-hmm.
Asmi swaha smaha, si staha sta. But then in the third, you just decline
mm-hmm.
the nominative singular, the nominative line of the agent noun.
Can we actually go, can I just ask you directly, from bhu, so first we have bhu to bho we add tra.
It's, no, this is, bho is a sate, so bhavitra. Bhu is sate.
Okay.
So if you take bhu becomes bho plus e is bhavi, so
okay.
Bhavita.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then to that you add, in the first and second person, you add the form us,
mm-hmm.
declension of us in the first and second.
Okay, got it.
Okay. And then you decline the nominative line. Bhavita, bhavitara, bhavitaraha.
So the substantive is bhavitri.
Bhavitra, yeah.
Bhavitra.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Carol?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that the context of the sentence will let you know that this is the verb rather than an agent noun.
Yes.
Exactly
yes, and of course it can
decline as an agent noun.
Mm-hmm, it can be a problem.
Yeah,
but it could be tricky. Somewhere.
Could be tricky. Yeah, but the context will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you have to know this in order to have an option, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any examples of these in our sentences this time, did we?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I'm sure we will, though.
Well, yeah. I was waiting for them to show up.
Yeah. I was too. Way to go. See, now do you see number two? The final vowel and the short medial vowel of the verbal roots take guna, which is nothing new.
Mm.
That's true for the agents. The verbals of the tenth conjugation keep the base of the present tense, which is common. Tenth conjugation is always a little different
mm-hmm.
than the other nine.
Seems like it.
And so whatever the present tense base is, that's what it will keep.
I'm not sure I know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, it keeps the aya. Like, say you take chur, which chur means to steal, choryati.
Yeah.
The base is choriya.
Yeah.
It
keeps the yur from
it. Keeps the ayah.
Oh.
It keeps the gana sign. Where that isn't true for any of the others.
Hmm.
But tenth is always, it's kind of in its own category,
mm-hmm.
as follows the different rules. Okay, let's read the simple future.
Simple future writ. So simple future is what we're calling second future, right?
Mm-hmm.
all roots ending in short r, insert e before terminations. Gum inserts e before the terminations of the simple future, parasmaipada.
We had that.
Mm-hmm. Han inserts e both in parasmaipada and atmanipada. Terminations of the simple future for parasmaipada are syami, syavaha, syamaha, syasi, syataha, syata, syati, syataha, syanti. And atmanepada are sye, syavahe, syamahe, syase, syethe, syathve, syate, syete, syante.
You see, these are just present tense endings with a added on to sya.
Mm-hmm.
Mi vahamaha.
Right. Present endings. Yeah.
And before ma and va, the a becomes a. Just regular, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So syami syava. And did you read the Atmanepada? You did, right?
I did.
Yeah. We don't usually see us used in the Atmanepada. So that's why it's, you know.
Before these terminations, the final vowel and the short medial vowel of a root deguna. The roots of the tenth conjugation keep the base which they assume in the present tense. So gun in the simple future will be ganayishyami, ganayi. Ganayi. Was gun as a tenth? No.
Yes.
That's why it keeps the ya.
It keeps the ayah because it's tenth.
Oh.
Ganaya.
Ganayishyami, and then it's also a seth root.
Yes.
So it's tenth plus seth.
Uh-huh.
So ganaya, so the base is ganaya, and
mm-hmm.
then it adds the e.
The e is replaces the There must be something that tells you about that. You see, ganaya is the base,
right?
But the e replaces the saint. Replaces the a. So ganayi.
Which a? Oh, of the ya.
Mm-hmm. Of the ganaya.
Oh, it's a whole year. It's not a half year, right? So ganayishyami, ganayishyavaha, ganayishyamaha, ganayishyasi, ganayishyataha, ganayishyatha, ganayishyati, ganayishyataha, ganayishyanti.
Okay, so nothing there really. He's just giving you an example of the tenth gana. So just make a note that the E replaces the A of the base.
Okay. So this was the Parasmaipada example, and then love is the Atmanepada example. And love in the simple future goes to lapsye, lapsyavahe, lapsyamahe.
It's an init root, that's what they're showing, right?
Right. So we are simply adding on the sye, we are simply
mm-hmm.
adding on the endings.
Yeah. You know, the way, just to make a note of this, the way Antoine views that, he does the bases in a different way. He actually, for him, the base is a ganaya, and then the a comes after that. He does it in a peculiar way, so that's why he's not making a mark of this. If you go to the first, if you go to his book one, you'll see that in order for some sort of clarity, he has the first gana being a, the gana sign being a. The second is yakara, the fourth is yakara plus a. The sixth is a. The second is a plus a. So he makes a separation
mm-hmm.
there. I've never seen that done before in the Pani. But so for him, this base can be gana without the akara.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't make a note
mm-hmm.
of what rules are involved. We'll have to look up and see. Not that I care that much, but just I just
mm-hmm.
want to point that out,
mm-hmm.
if you remember Antoine at the beginning. Okay, is that clear? I think let's stop here and go on to, do you want to do Vedanta Dinyama? I mean, if we read this now, then we won't be able to do Vedanta Dinyama.
Right.
Okay, let's take a little break.